All right. Here we go, part two.
We can just like cut that and then. Yeah, are you ready? Like, you know what the hell you're talking about? Yes. Because you were just about to start reading.
No,
the
I'm going. I know what I'm talking about. This two. Will you trust me? Will you trust me? I know what I'm talking about. God, okay, guys, what was this? But Dad So Hard. Now we have to do another intro for part two. Welcome back to Dad So Hard. We didn't even wrap up. Danny, we're continuing here, okay? Welcome back to Dad So Hard. This is our supersized
part two, where we read the newspaper.
We're not reading the newspaper. If you please listen to part one, we have been continuing on since if this is the first time, I think we should make
that a podcast where we just read the newspaper.
Not everybody,
right?
It's possible.
If you want the news, but you don't feel like reading the newspaper, just put on our podcast. We're going to read the newspaper cover to cover for you.
Forewarned, for anybody,
I'll describe the pictures. Vinny will do the reading.
If for anybody turning in, I'm not reading the newspaper.
That's a great idea.
We're not. First of all, I really don't like to read.
That's normally what I'm saying.
I know, but I want. Okay.
So this will be the podcast for people who don't like to read. We're going to read stuff to you. It's like audiobooks, audio newspaper.
Audio New York Post. We may start. Maybe that'll be a supplemental podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not getting up early to read the newspaper. But welcome back. Email us at dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram
at dadsohardpodcast. Same thing on Twitter. I mean, no, sorry. Same thing on Facebook. Twitter is at dadsohardpod.
And I'm Vinny. I'm Danny McCartney.
And
I'm Vinny.
God, you screwed me up. And I'm Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two friends, and two people who are continuing this conversation from Monday.
Yes. And in case you want to call Vinny, here is his phone number.
You can Google that. We can post it on Instagram. So what we were talking about at the end of last week's podcast, or last couple days ago,
depending on when we post part two,
was a guy. If you bought the New York Post on Sunday, the headline was "Sperminated," and it's about this guy Ari Nagel, who got banned from Israel because he's been donating too much sperm.
Oh.
And he has a lot of kids.
Whoa, full circle. Remember our preview episode? We talked about sperm banks?
No, what are you talking about? Did we?
Yeah.
What did we talk about?
Sperm banks.
Did you go to... Wait,
no.
Have you been to one?
No, never. But we were...
I've donated sperm.
Okay. Well, anyway, we did, and I thought it was funny, and I guess not.
Did I tell you my experience donating sperm?
No.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. So, which is what this got me thinking about. So this guy's donated sperm. He does it in
what
Target.
What a cliffhanger.
We're going to get there. So this guy's done it in Target, and he goes to like the department store
Target?
Bathrooms. Yes. This is why he's in the news, because he delivers when he needs to donate his supply of sperm. He goes to a Target, and he goes to these like retail shop bathrooms, fills up the cup, and then goes to the sperm bank and drops it off.
I got to think that's frowned upon, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, no, people aren't happy about it, but it's just like that's his like MO. It's his like thing.
Why wouldn't he do it at the sperm bank? Don't they have rooms for that?
Correct. That's what nobody. I mean, he needs to. Ari, if you're out there, can you let us know why Target? But that I don't know. I don't understand. That's his thing.
So he's a freak.
Yes. I mean, this is not normal.
So
nobody
it's good that he's banned from sperm banks.
Well, no, he's banned from Israel because in Israel you can only donate. In Israel, you are not allowed to know the person who's donating your sperm. So,
they kicked him out of the country for this?
No, he's American. He lives in the U.S. But
you said he's banned from Israel.
Yeah, because there's apparently six women in Israel who want his sperm for their kids. And in Israel, you're not allowed to know. If you're going to use donated sperm, it has to be from somebody you don't know. But because they know him, then he has to do a thing where he says you have to be.
Then it becomes like some sort of prostitution.
Well, no, yes. And they don't want that. And they're like, if you're going to donate sperm from somebody you know, they have to be the father. So he filled out these forms saying he was going to be an active dad. And Israel is calling bullshit on it, saying
that he's not going to be active to all these
dads. Because you have like 25 kids running around the U.S. And he delivers their sperm in Targets, which is a whole sort of wacky stuff. But when we were having kids, I went to a medical clinic to donate sperm. Not to get donate, to get a sperm test.
Why'd you bring up this story?
Because he was called the Sperminator, and it caught my attention because they call him a super dad, and I actually don't think he's a super dad.
All right.
He may be donating sperm, but I don't think he's a super dad. Would you call this guy a super dad because he has 25 kids?
No.
Correct. That's part of the issue I have with the New York Post.
Maybe he's got super sperm.
He probably does if he could deliver it at a target on call. I mean, that was...
Well, it's just called jerking off.
Correct, but to do that like in the middle of a I guess it's not...
You could also call him a sex offender.
Correct. I mean, potentially. Potentially. I mean, to do that... I thought it was interesting.
We promise this episode will
I
get
thought
better.
It was interesting. Delivering, when you get your sperm tested, it is not the most enjoyable experience. We'll do that. We'll talk about that another time. There's other things we have to get through.
All right, where do we go from here?
This other topic.
How do we go up from here?
So this is the second guy who, on the flip side of being called Super Dad, there's a guy who wrote a book, and he's actually admitting he's a bad dad. Confessions of a Bad Dad.
Okay.
He is a guy who I would say dad's so soft or is questioning his entire... It's almost like at the age of 30, he questions how well he parented because he was disappointed in his kids.
So he's blaming himself.
He's blaming himself, but his kids got a job, and it was almost like him and his wife are really hard on themselves, and it made a book. I don't know if I need to read a book about somebody about self-loathing and how terrible of a parent I was.
So it's like the opposite of a self-help book.
Correct. I don't know what...
It's like hanging out with ugly people to make yourself feel pretty.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why you buy one of these books. You're like, I'm not that bad. This guy sucks.
Yeah. This book is called Kick Flip Boys, and it's from Neil Thompson, if anybody likes to read.
Or feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Read about this guy.
Like, what drew my attention was in the bold, because he doesn't really like Father's Day, because he goes off on the faux holiday and funny cards from his wife.
Faux. French for fake.
It is not a faux holiday. I just burped. That was a little burp. It is not a fake holiday, though. This guy, not only is he amusing about how terrible of a dad he is.
He's bashing dads
everywhere. He bashes dads. It's terrible.
The nerve of this guy.
And then he wrote a book about it. He's like, I'm writing a book about being a bad dad, and I'm saying I don't even like Father's Day.
Oh, man.
I don't know if he likes
being
a dad.
This guy's declaring war on dads. Hey, and guys, it's dads, terrible. Let's get together. Let's kill this guy.
Yeah. The other, and just because I do like the New York Post, but it could be a terrible newspaper. The guy, you read the article, there's a picture of him with three little kids. And yeah. I'm assuming this is actually the guy, right?
It could be just a photo op.
The guy who wrote the book in the article, he only has two kids, but the New York Post is showing him with three.
That's probably not that guy, though.
This is fake. The photo is
fake news.
Fake news. No, but it says as Thompson admits in the show's photo, but it's not a real. I thought he had three kids.
Maybe those are his kids' kids? Grandkids?
Yeah, but they're making him. This is a terrible. Anyway.
Hey, how about this?
What?
Fuck this guy.
He's terrible. So I'm just. I would say don't read the book. Or maybe read the book. I don't know. The other thing going on in our lives, Danny, or in our lives, or this week in the world is summer camp. School ends. We talked about this early on.
Yep.
School is ending. My kids are done on Friday and they go to summer camp.
Sleepaway?
No, day camp. They go to day camp.
Okay.
They're too young.
How old do you have to be for sleepaway?
Third.
I never did sleepaway.
I've never done camp. I did a week of camp and I hated it.
Like as a kid, we're talking.
I went to a sleepaway camp for a week.
Uh-huh.
I had really bad respiratory allergies and shocking. I wasn't a cool kid, so I
get the hell out of here.
I wasn't, so I sneezed all week.
You mean the cheerleader?
Shocking! Shocking!
Wasn't a cool kid.
No, it then turned into.
You weren't popular.
No, it was not popular at all.
Damn!
But you know how you blow your nose.
I would have thought otherwise.
Have you heard me? You've heard me blow my nose in the office.
I don't know. That's schnoz.
I have a big nose. But I make it like a horn. Like I don't make it a horn. Everybody says I blow my nose really loudly.
It's like a foghorn.
So a cam. It's like, they call me.
We got to get like a sound machine. That's like what it sounds like. Vinny blowing his nose.
That is really. If you're listening to that, I know it's really loud. So people say I'm a trumpet.
I was about to do it again.
No, they call me they call me trumpet all week. They're like, there's the trumpet. There's the trumpet.
Because you blow your nose really loud.
Yeah, I was terrible.
As a kid they called you the trumpet?
No, the week that I was in camp. That's what they called me.
Okay.
I was there for like 48 hours. Sad. It was terrible. It was awful.
I think we're going to bring that back.
Yeah, please.
Give you PTSD of being in
anybody who
camp.
Anybody who listens to this who grew up with me.
You see Vinny in the streets, call him trumpet.
Email us and let Danny know that I'm not making this up. And
I believe
what
how other, unpopular you were as a kid.
Yeah, I can list the names I was called from my 15 years. I wasn't always as cool as I am today.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen overnight.
No, yeah.
This
you had to
does
work
not
for
happen.
It.
This
you had to work for it.
44 years of hard work.
I was like the opposite. I was such a cool kid, and now I'm not.
And now you're a mess.
I was so cool.
I've had to take a lot of medication has made this happen. A lot of meds, a lot of doctors.
I peaked at like 10.
I have not peaked
you
yet.
You haven't peaked yet. Yeah,
I think I'll be peaking at 46.
Still on the rise.
I'm hoping 46 is my year. I'm in my midlife. I'm in my midlife crisis. They know my age. You can Google it.
All right.
It's not a. I'm not ashamed of my age. I look 32, so I'm fantastic. So anyway, I did not go to camp. I never understood camp. I grew up, I never did sleepaway.
I
grew up in Eastern Long Island, and there also weren't a lot of Jewish kids where I grew up. So what I've learned on Long Island is that in Nassau County, day camp and sleepaway camp is a very big Jewish community thing.
Really?
If you get your kids, it's Jake, our new. We have a new production assistant, Jake, who joined our crew this week in our Dad's Award podcast. You know, he's shaking his head. We're not making yet. Until those sponsors roll in. I had friends who drove the buses for camps. So my kids are going to day camp, and it's their second year, which we're excited about it.
How long is it, a week long, full summer?
8 weeks. What are we talking? 8 weeks, like they get on the bus at 8 and they come home at 5:30.
Every day, five days a week?
5 days a week.
Oh my God.
And they eat there.
It's like full year school.
Oh yeah, it's great. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm at work. It doesn't matter for me.
Oh, that's true.
So we're on the train 2 weeks ago. We there's another couple that we sit next to on the train and talk to. And my wife, so they get on and my wife starts pontificating about how she is so excited.
Whoa.
She's like, camp starts.
That was an SAT word if I've ever heard one.
It's a soapbox. Like, do you know what it means?
Pontificating?
Yeah.
Nope.
You don't know. It's like a
I probably pontificate all the time.
No, pontificate is when you have a topic and then you want to rant on it, or you go and you start preaching.
Oh yeah,
about it.
You do that a lot.
I'm a big pontificator.
Yeah, why we started this podcast. This podcast
is about me pontificating.
Yeah. So brought to you by Vinny Dunleavy's pontificating.
So she actually doesn't pontificate that much.
Okay.
However, she starts to go into this thing where she's like, "Oh, I can't wait for camp, my kids. I can't wait for camp." And I look at her, and I do like this. I have a bullshit meter with my wife. I love her to death. And she puts up with a lot of shit from a ton. She is the best. But I do not let her get away with things.
Well, she's married to you. So.
She's married to me. But I'm harder in a way. I don't let her get away with anything. So she starts telling this other couple who does not have kids, like, "Oh, I can't wait for camp. It's just like it's so much easier for us."
Yeah.
And I look at her and I go, "What are you talking about? We leave the house at 7:45. We get home at 7. They're at camp all day. Our life does not change because they're going to day camp.
Yeah.
It's like they're at school." She's like, "I know, but I just feel like it's easier." I was like, what does that mean? She's like, "We don't have to do breakfast in the morning. We don't have to pack their lunch." I go, "We don't do breakfast in the morning. We have a nanny who helps us. We don't pack their lunch. We have a nanny." What world are you living in
Our lives are easier.
Day camp is great for my kids. It does not change my life. They're not going. If you go for the parents who send their ways to send their
sleep
kids,
away, yeah, because then you're partying.
But now you're.
I've heard stories.
There's a whole episode.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really change. So my wife, I had to call her out on that one. I was like,
okay.
But the thing that what is
so like my parents when I would do baseball camp, tennis camp, swimming camp. So I would do like
a variety of week long
sports camps, right? Exactly. So I would do that for like I guess the month of July probably. But both of my parents were teachers, so it was probably good for them.
Oh, so they had it off though too.
Yeah, because they had it off in the summer, and then they didn't have to deal with our bullshit for like a month.
That's fantastic.
Because we were going to and then we would come home absolutely gassed.
Oh yeah,
so like we would just come home, go to sleep.
That is the best part is that they do get more wiped out. My kids though have energy that never stops
because they're playing the whole day, right?
Yeah,
yeah. They're not like sitting in class.
They're moving around. I don't actually remember what I did during the summer. I probably
As
should.
A kid?
I
what?
Think I've blocked it out. I was probably beat up all the time.
Yeah,
so
you probably.
They're in really repressed memories.
Cheered
because my parents both worked. No, my parents worked a lot. So I think about like during the summer. I think my brother was supposed to babysit me because we only had one babysitter and I was really young. So I think they locked me in the house and I just watched TV. I don't really know.
So you were like the kids of today.
I was a latchkey. My mother loves it when I tell people I was a latchkey child. She's like, you're what? A latchkey child. You remember that? So a latchkey child is when you don't want to lock your kid at home, but you need to like keep them in the house. You like, I think this is what it is. It's called putting a latch.
Latch space key.
Latchkey, yeah, I guess it's latchkey. Yeah, so I was a latchkey child.
I thought that was like tchotchke.
Oh no, tchotchke is like a Yiddish word.
Latchkey child is a kid who comes home and his parents aren't home and they keep a key.
Yeah, so the kid gets the latch and you're at home with nobody.
Right.
That is the world. You look through a window. You look through a latchkey child. You are looking through the world. through your front door.
Oh, look at this. We got a little definition right now. Latchkey kid or latchkey child is a child who returns from school to an empty home, or a child who is often left at home with little parental supervision because the parent or parents are away at home, are away at work and hate their kid.
No, I added that one. They're terrible. That's the story of my life. So that was my... sorry, Mom. I mean, I love my parents, but they had to work all the time.
Yeah.
So, or volunteer their time, as I talked about earlier with my dad. So, the one thing about day camp, what I enjoy more about day camp is the drama and meeting the other parents of the kids that your kid
Vinny
is in.
Lives for the drama.
Oh, I do enjoy it. So last week, for anybody, so our kids were in camp last year for the first time. Shane, my younger one. Because it was his first year, they really do make a bond with these kids, and then you get invited to all the parties, and it's like they're camp friends. And I'll do a shout out to North Shore Day Camp in Glen Cove. They've been great to us; we love it. But there was a big foul
no
that
free
occurred.
Ads, Vinny.
It's not a free.
No free ads.
It's too late to sign your kid. Maybe not too late. They could be for. I'm getting a discount. Full. No, I'm not.
100%. You are.
No, I'm not. I'm not getting anything. But so Thursday morning was when it all started, because on Thursday morning they sent the email out to the parents that notify you what group your kids are going to be in.
Okay.
And all year, everybody who was in my son last year was in the bunnies. And so it was like 12 kids and they were the bunnies. And then this post camp, like we got together with like all the families throughout the year and they have like bunnies parties and buddy reunions. And it was, we got to call the camp, make sure you're in the bunnies together.
Okay.
So a month ago I called and they said, listen, I have to do the thing, but I want to make sure Shane's in with all the other bunnies. And I got we do our best to place the kids.
We endeavor.
If he's not with the entire group, we do try to at least keep like half. They explain like half the group will be together, half the group wouldn't.
So there's so many kids that it's not just like one group per age.
Correct. There's all like three or four of these. He's a bunny, but there's probably like four other, like, and they're all animals.
Yeah.
So this year we got the email, and you get the email to yourself. It's like,
what animal is he now?
He is now we got the email. He was a zebra.
Ooh.
So they generally use different types of animals.
What is it?
So he's a zebra. So what happens then is you get the email, but you don't really know what other.
How does he feel about being a zebra?
He was fine with it. I don't know if we told him. We may have, because this was in the morning. So by the time 5 o'clock came, I got an emergency text and phone call from my wife.
Okay.
Telling me I needed to call the camp. Except at 5 o'clock, the camp is closed.
Not a fan of zebras.
No. Well, so apparently she found out, because it took about 6 hours for all the other moms of the bunnies to get together and discover that somehow Shane was not kicked. All the bunnies have become jaguars.
Oh.
Every single one of them, though. So apparently.
You should have led with that.
I know.
Telling me that he's a zebra. That he could have been a jaguar?
Well, he should have been a jaguar.
And
I know. Well, that's this is the problem.
Me?
So now I'm like, oh, man. So my wife's fuming. She's like, find out why he got kicked out, because there's apparently nobody else.
Yeah, why isn't he a predatory animal? Why is he prey?
Oh, actually, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the cooler animals,
yeah,
I was more offended that
he's the animal that no one knows what it is.
Yeah, no, nobody wants to be a zebra.
Is it a horse? Is it black? Is it white?
It's up to you. Yeah. I don't know.
And that was us talking animals.
I sent an email to the camp. I left a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
By 8 o'clock, my wife then asked me, what did I do? And I said, well, nobody's at the camp. I sent an email. Yeah, she was, you gotta,
I sent an angry email. Like, that's what
gotta,
I did.
I was like, don't worry about it. I got it handled. And she was like, you got to handle this. About five times on Thursday night, I was told, you have to handle this. Thursday morning, we wake up, and she's like, I think I'm going to call the camp. And I go, I already sent an email and called. Like, you have to at least give them a chance.
Yeah, to read the email.
To read and give me
my angry email.
I said, I will call by 11:30. That'll give them at least 2.5 hours. I'm sure I'm not the only person who's doing this. So on our train ride at 8 o'clock, all of a sudden my wife looks at her phone, and where she's like probably 90 text messages deep with every other mom on the camp who is now chanting, rooting us on to get Shane back into the
become a jaguar,
and they're all giving us advice. And they're pumping.
Oh yeah,
they're like, listen, you guys have to call. You got to call. Don't back down. Call. We got to do this. We need Shane. Needs to get into the Jaguars.
That's gonna make you feel good.
It made me feel great. I was like, oh my god, my kid's so popular. He's like, I have to live my life through him now.
100%.
He's living the life. He's
You're living
my
vicariously
best
vicariously through Shane.
Shane is living my
as
best
a
life.
4-year-old.
Oh, 100%. He's living my best.
Yeah.
So
Vinny's redoing his childhood.
Don't even know. So the best part about it, so I have a couple of meetings. I get back to my desk at 11:30, and I look at the email. And can't but email me back. And I'm just about to call. And my wife calls me, sends me
a text. Is he a Jaguar?
She's like, don't worry, it got handled.
And so he's a Jaguar.
So I go, what do you mean got handled? And I'm thinking my wife called the camp. I have to give a big shout out to the now Jaguar mommy, Emily, of Old Brookville, who hooked us up, who called on our behalf.
That's awesome.
When the camp opened.
So she had some pull.
She was not taking having the bunny group not be 100% represented in the Jaguars. And she got Shane into the Jaguars.
There we go.
And saved Elisa and I from a couple extra phone calls. And we're off to now a huge bonus summer at North Shore Day Camp.
What do you mean a bonus summer?
I mean, because it would have been a nightmare if he was not in the same group.
Oh, gotcha.
Have to make new
or
friends.
He would have made new friends.
No, I don't need to be making any more new parent friends.
I agree with that.
That's a headache.
Preach.
So he's off to the races. We're back in the Jaguars. And I can't wait. But it was huge that Emily did this for us. So I thought that was great.
Thanks, Emily.
And it was the best. So before, there's
we got a lot more to come.
So we have two more things. First, let's we're gonna go to viewer mail. We're gonna do this.
Should we do an ad read first?
Do an ad read. I'm gonna pull up our viewer
mail.
I'm gonna
do a little squelch
shout out.
Squelch it, our favorite sponsor. Some might argue our only sponsor. So Squelch is a spray that eliminates odor on hair, skin, clothes, and other stinky sources. Using Squelch fragrance-free spray. It uses their patented odor break technology, and it leaves a neutral smell.
Also a stain remover.
Food, clothes. Yeah, it gets rid of the smell. Use it in your toilets.
It's a stain remover. It's fantastic. We used it. My wife used it. She's tough on cleaning products for reviewing them, and she loved it. It was good. And they sponsored our sort of semi-launch party on Thursday night. For anybody who knows me and Danny, we went out Thursday night and self-promoted our podcast and tried to turn it into a launch party.
Didn't really work.
Well, we handed out Squelchits and we had signs. I thought it worked. I looked at everybody and said, phones out. Subscribe now. So if you're a fan of this podcast.
You're letting the world know how we cheat.
No, it's not cheating. It's called, if you're a fan of Dad So Hard podcast and you're friends of us, you want to support us, the best way of supporting us outside of sending money is to tell your friends and family, when you see them, take your phone out, go to your podcast app that's purple with the little person in the middle.
And make them subscribe.
And write Dad So Hard and then subscribe to the podcast and rate
and
review.
And make them download the episode.
If you're a podcast fan, that is
and
how
make
you
them
do
listen
it.
To the episodes.
And make them listen because we are.
And then make them follow us on Instagram.
Do whatever. And because we're changing lives here. We are changing lives. So
one
we have
a
an anonymous fan wrote in.
We're all about anonymity.
Well, he's not really anonymous. He named himself Larry Legend. But it's not his name because I know him and his email is up top. So, but we won't give you away, Larry. But you know you're out there in Chicago, in Chi-Town.
Let's just keep narrowing it down.
Nobody's going to know who this guy is. However, he is very excited to talk to us. He said,
read the whole thing.
I'll read one. It's like, what's up, you clowns? This is Larry Legend pouring into your. He's pouring into our inbox.
Why don't you get to the part where he asked questions?
I will, because it's a very good.
You're reading all the praise.
It was a well-written email. He was like, he's a longtime listener and first-time emailer. So anybody else out there, you don't have to email us all the time. Don't hesitate. And he loves his stories. He actually liked Danny's story way back when in episode 2 about going to the beach, or it might have been episode 1.
That was a funny one.
He really...
Go back and listen. It was hilarious.
Of the two of us, he sounds like he's a big fan for you. So I'm going to... You can go into the email and read it later, because you said not to read it out loud, so...
I read it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's a fan.
That's why I said don't read the whole thing, because it's a long email.
Well, I'm going to read the part where he has... This is really what he's concerned about. So he loves his dink life.
What does that mean?
A DINK is abbreviation for double income, no kids.
I like that.
Yeah, it's been around.
I've never heard it before.
Oh, it's been around for like 10 years.
Oh, that's the thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
DINK. It's very big for like, who are DINKs? Well, straight couples who have no kids, but there's a lot of DINKs who used to be referred to like a lot of gay couples if they had no kids were DINKs. Because DINKs could have a lot of money because you have two, like, if you two people who are out there making money and you're not spending money on kids. So
it's all
dinks,
about the tax return.
Yeah, dinks generally have good cash flow. So he loves his Saturday mornings. They're peaceful and quiet. And the loudest thing in his house is his coffee maker. He doesn't want to give it up. He's selfish. His wife and I are very selfish, which is a definition of a lot of dinks. And so, but he knows that he did marry his wife to start a family, and having kids may be imminent, and dadding hard, he wants in his future. So his question is two parts.
Okay.
What do we miss the most after becoming a dad? And what is something that no one told us that caught us by surprise after becoming a dad?
Okay.
So, part one, Larry Legend. What do you think, Danny, is the... What did you miss the most after becoming a dad?
I'm going to let you go first.
The thing I missed the most after becoming a dad... In reality, so we tried for 2 years to have kids. So I think this question could be answered if you accidentally had a kid or if you really wanted it. I don't really think I missed anything because I really wanted to be a father.
You were prepared.
I was... No, you were never prepared. I was not prepared for it, but I wanted it. So I did... Although there's things I have to say you miss... You mean you miss sleep, but I really I think I was too caught up in I loved being a father, so everything new to my life sort of balanced out the stuff. But I think now, because that was after becoming a dad, now right. after being a dad yeah. a few years later, what I really miss,
like looking back,
on it, I'm starting more to miss my independence in terms of my life away from my kids. But you're getting as they get older, you get that back.
That, yeah.
So now my daughter's 7; she can bike the neighborhood because we live on a cul-de-sac by herself. I get 5 minutes of her living her life and not having to be
get
right
the
next
hell
to her.
Out of here. A whole 5 minutes,
or 10 or 20.
Whoa!
I still have a kid.
Watch out for this guy.
No, but the other kid's in the house, so I still have him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying I think the thing I would miss the most is just that world of you wanting to do something independently by yourself for
okay.
a few minutes.
I would say I miss peace and quiet. Like
your house. When was your life peace and quiet?
Okay, without kids screaming and yelling and being able to just wake up on a Saturday morning and stay in bed all day and watch TV and watch reruns.
I can't imagine.
Watch old episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And you were quiet at home?
Yeah, because I was hungover.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's peaceful, but you still... I guess
now you wake up hungover on a weekend and you're screwed. You got to take care of kids. You got to take care of bodies.
Yeah, okay. So
hungover mornings.
Hungover mornings. So that is, which is technically for your health and your and the longevity of you for your kids. It's good that you're missing.
Okay,
that.
Get out of here.
It's good. You don't. So Larry, that's what we miss the most. Which is basically almost the same answer. Our free time.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then, what is something nobody told us that caught us by surprise after being a dad?
That's a good one.
I mean, nobody told me anything. My parents were too busy working.
Yeah, I don't like that. Nobody told you. I think, yeah, nobody told me anything.
What is nobody?
I guess.
What is something that no one? I have to. My reading comprehension is not that good, so I have to.
Should have
prepared
for this one.
I went to Catholic school. I was like English is a second language. What is this? What is something that no one told you that caught you by surprise?
How little sleep you were going to get.
I think people said that.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't realize till you're in it. Like, I didn't realize how exhausted I was going to be. Like, I didn't realize that I was going to be waking up every 3 hours, two hours when they were first born. Like, all the newborn stuff,
yep.
you don't even realize how bad that was going to be. Don't lie.
No, true. Because there really is. It's almost, there was a new normal. You create a new normal. There's a new normal that occurs.
You have to change.
Yeah,
there's no way to adapt without changing everything about you.
Totally. But I will give you this. I will trump you. Did anybody ever tell you this? Did anybody ever warn you about the times that you were going to actually hate your children? Because there are times
where I
was not prepared for are those moments where you look at them and go, I'm about to kill you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to stop.
That definitely happens.
That anger.
You just never want to admit it, which now we're admitting.
I admit it all. It's like, if I don't admit it,
well, you can't admit
it
to them.
No, I admit it to them. I'm like, what are you doing right now? You were driving me crazy. This is a two-way street.
Yeah. All right.
My kids, I let them know all the time. But there are times where you actually do want to lose your mind on them.
Yeah. I don't want to get too dark, but yeah.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy being awesome like us.
That's true.
Being a hard dad is not something that is hard. But because of that, I actually have a surprise.
Oh, yeah?
I have a surprise. So me and Danny have known each other for a long time. And this is a podcast. So to no surprise, for Father's Day, Danny didn't get me anything.
That's true.
But I wasn't, which, you know.
Well, you're not my dad. So.
I'm not, yeah, but I'm a dad. And we do a podcast about dads. And it's Father's Day.
That's true.
But I got Danny something.
All right.
So
I see it. I see the present wrapped in donut wrapping paper.
You can't hear this. But
well, you can hear it. You can't see it.
You can't see it. But it is. I thought you liked
it. This makes for great podcasting.
We're going to take it. We'll post a photo. We're going to post a photo. So Danny,
all right, I'm going to open it up.
It is in donut wrapping paper. Oh, you can hear. You can hear the unwrapping.
You can hear the unwrapping.
So he's unwrapping it. But I thought I wanted to think about what Danny would
Tommy
like.
Bahama.
What he would like. There is something in Danny's world that he enjoys more than anything. So this
a good
is
Hawaiian shirt. I'm a big Hawaiian shirt guy.
I own no Hawaiian shirts. In the world of how similar and opposite we are. So he's going to post this photo. It's a green Tommy Bahama
Hawaiian
shirt.
That's a good one. This is a good one.
If I'm going to get a gift, I get a good gift.
That's a good gift. Tommy Bahama, pricey.
Yeah, it actually was. We did a gift. Tommy Bahamas were Father's Day gifts all around the Dunleavy household. My father-in-law got one, and my dad.
I love it.
Dad, if you're listening to
wish
this.
Wish it was a Friday. I'd wear it.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad, if it was this, you will be getting one on Sunday when one. I see you. I wanted to get it for Danny. So Danny sports a good.
Appreciate that.
But you're welcome.
I will not get you a gift in return.
I expect nothing more. I expect nothing more from you than.
You know what? I'll give you a great gift. My respect. And my thanks.
I appreciate that. That's actually that's what this whole podcast is about. Yeah. My journey.
Yeah.
My journey.
There we go.
To get with Danny McCartney.
Love this. All right. Well, I think that's all we got for part two of this
Look who's calling.
Supersized episode.
Oh, I missed my wife called.
I know, I missed my wife's call.
I think does anybody out there think she actually knows that I was talking about her?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like what's that saying? When your nose itches or your hand itches, people know you're talking about you, something like that.
Yeah. So,
that's all we got.
Ring. It's called your ears are ringing. Whatever. Your ears are ringing. What do your nose itches? Your ears ring. When people talk about your ears ring, what are you talking about?
All right.
So this is our supersized double issue. When we said in the beginning of last episode, it is not about.
Yeah, we haven't figured out how we're going to do it.
It's the size. Size matters.
We haven't figured out how we're going to release it, is what I was meaning.
It'll be released probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Midweek.
Well, you're listening to this. It's obviously been released. But don't forget to email us. Larry Legend did. We also got a text from Bobby Robert, who we spoke about in earlier episodes, who finally got back in the podcast and thanked us for his advice and is doing better.
He's not suicidal anymore.
He's not. He's making more executive decisions in his family, so he claims. But please write us to Dad So Hard podcast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other
tweet
podcasts.
Instagram us.
There's a couple other good.
Stop us in the street.
There's some other good Instagram dad Instagrams out there that have given us shout outs. We'll continue to give you shout outs, but we like them. Well, there's one. Dad Fiction was one.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. There was another one. I forgot another one. Dad's Oil. We'll see what it is. Then there was an actual. No, we also started getting the DMs. You start to get the infomercial DMs. So there was a bunch of, there's two cats from the Netherlands who just sent us one congratulating us and then wanting us to sign up for their, the groupies are crazy.
All the groupies.
The groupies are, they're the best part.
The dad groupies.
The dad groupies.
That's why we're in it. We're in it for the groupies.
Keep tagging us. All you groupies, keep tagging us in your posts.
We're in
we
it
will
for the
comment.
Groupies. It's the only reason we're doing this.
We give great comments. Great
right.
comments.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Next week will be a regular
episode.
But we hope you enjoy this. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there listening. We hope you had a great week.
Happy post-Father's Day.
Keep dadding hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk soon.